going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Notice your faux sure.
Yes, sir.
And you already know you tune in to 92.9 The Game with who?
Andy and Randy.
Yes, sir. Welcome back, man.
Woo! Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. Midday show with Andy and Randy with you here on a Trillville Thursday. Final hour brought to you by Reliable Heating and Air. Book an appointment for a convenient time at ReliableAir.com. We'll get back into the big story of the day in just a couple of minutes. Game one of the Eastern Conference Finals last night. Thank goodness. I mean, there's a lot to talk about, but thank goodness it was a game like that, because game one of the Western Conference Finals was a bust. Yes. And the closeout games in the series before that were a bust. Lots of blowouts in the NBA playoffs this year, so nice to have a fun one last night. We'll get back into that. Falcons midday grab bag coming up at 1:20. So a handful of different off-season Falcons-related questions, and then we'll get to an AMA at 1:40.
5 years, $380 million.
Is it how much?
Shea Gilgeous-Alexander's contract extension is going to be. Now, he can sign a 4-year, 319, I think, this summer. But the 5-year, 380 is for next summer.
Okay.
Yeah.
That's a tough one.
Yeah. Yeah, that's real tough.
That's a tough one. What should I do? I don't know. That's insane. I can't even wrap my mind around that. You were telling me the final year of the contract of the 380 would be $86 million.
Yeah, $86.5 million.
So that means we're just a couple of salary cap raises, which is going to happen. Like, it's all built in the way that this media rights deal is an 11-year deal. So it's all escalating.
Yes.
So someone not long from now, 3-4 years from now, is going to have the final year of their max contract pay them $100 million.
Yes.
All right.
Yeah.
Well,
inflation is a mug.
Good for them.
Inflation is inflation.
Hope they are fans of charities that I also am fans of. They can put some of that money to good use. You know what I mean?
What's that?
I don't know. I'm glad they're getting it.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
I just hope they put it towards some positive stuff to do.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
That's all I'm saying.
Yeah, that's always, you can't take it with you.
Nope.
Damn sure gonna try. But yeah, you can't take it with you. You gotta make sure everybody's taking care of your kids. Because that's what people talk about. Well, you gotta make sure that you wanna put money away for your grandkids and all that stuff. I understand that part. I ain't worried about them. I'm worried about my kids.
Oh, sure.
Yeah, I'm worried about taking care of my kids. I ain't worried about my kids having kids. You know what I mean? I'm making money for y'all.
Right.
Now, with the money that I make for y'all, y'all can do that.
With the hope that you instill some financial wherewithal to make sure they're
kids. I don't work for my great-grandchildren. So don't.
Yeah. But if you made $86 million next year, you probably could start. You know what? I think my kids are good. Kick it down the road to the grandkids.
I'm getting on that. Get on that. Y'all want to get them kids? Y'all want to give them some?
It's one of those ones where it's like, it's never really like, talking about players' contracts is like not fun anyway. It's not. You know what I mean? Like salary caps aren't that. Yeah. It's like interesting when your team has a little bit of money left and it's like, what else can you add when you're just talking about roster building? But when you start getting into these astronomical numbers of stuff like that, it's like, I don't know.
Because
I don't even know what $86 million
you
is.
You think about like, that. That's in the tax. In like, what's Oklahoma City's tax?
I don't know. I don't know.
I'm pretty sure it's down there.
I'm sure it's fine. Even if it's high or low, I'm sure plenty of the 86 will make it to the bank account.
I heard Oklahoma City's nice, though.
I have not heard that.
Oh, yeah, I heard Oklahoma City's nice.
Okay.
Yeah, yeah, I heard it's a nice town.
Who told you that, Trey?
Yeah. I like it, for sure.
Aubrey McClendon?
For sure.
All right, let's get to the big story of the day to kick off the 1 o'clock hour.
For sure. No mansions or nothing?
Brought to you by QC Kinetics. I haven't heard anything about Oklahoma City. Non-surgical treatment for joint pain.
Halliburton. He'll take it. He'll backpedal. A three for the win. And goal! He got it!
Hello, Randy.
Yeah. So that was, it looked like the game winner. Tyrese Halliburton gets the ball in the paint after Cat misses a free throw. They're down two. He's able to get almost all the way back outside
Kevin
the arc.
Durant.
Right. Now, luckily for him, they win it in overtime, but he did. He hit the Reggie Miller choke celebration, and everyone went nuts, and rightfully so. Like, they were down 9 points with less than a minute left in that game. Halliburton makes that shot to send it to overtime. Aaron Nesmith hit eight threes in the game. He hit five threes in the final 3 minutes of the game. Just an unbelievable, I know we use that word a lot, but like this really truly was an unbelievable finish to that game to even send it to overtime and then to win it it's an instant classic. It really is. It's going to be a game that we remember in the history of the NBA playoffs because you just don't see them like that very often. Unless you've been watching the Pacers in this postseason.
Because they've been doing it.
They do that stuff. It's crazy. It's the third time, one in each of their series now, where they've been down by at least eight with under a minute and won the game. How? Like, you're not supposed to do that.
Yeah.
But they did, and they've done it again.
Just the fact is that, you know, that they kept finding their guy. You know, like Tyrese Haliburton, he didn't want to be the hero. They found the hot hand, and Rick Carlisle just kept making calls, getting him the ball. And he was just unconscious. He really was, all the angles he was shooting it from, and it was just nothing but net. And then you go about, you know, you hit your free throws, this is a different type of thing because they would have been up three.
Mm-hmm.
And then the shot that he
wouldn't have sent it to overtime.
Mm-hmm. But he missed the free throw. They were able to get it. What a shot. What just big, you know what, to do that. But, yeah, the choke celebration, you had to win it. You had to win the game.
It would have been a very different conversation,
yes,
online and otherwise, had they lost the game. You hit the choke celebration, they review it, your foot's on the line, and then you go on to lose in overtime. Maybe you're the one that choked.
Maybe.
It's just not yet. It doesn't quite hold the same amount of appeal unless you win the game. But they won the game. So
no supporting. It was an important win for them, too.
Oh, of course. Yeah.
I mean, they're all important.
They stole home court
back. But you get stolen. That's the biggest part right there, Bob, because they stole home court, and they put the pressure on New York. It's always precious playoffs, so I won't say that. But their style of play with their depth, can the Knicks – because the Knicks look comfortable. They look comfortable in the pace, but it wasn't at the Pacers' pace. It was still Knicks' pace kind of basketball.
Right.
That last 5 minutes of the fourth
– I think that's why they can do this.
It was Pacers' pace.
In order to do it three times in a playoff run, like, it doesn't – it's not fluky.
Yeah.
You know, like, you do it once, okay. To do it three separate times in a playoff run, it has to be because you're comfortable with that frenetic style, right? Like, the Knicks didn't even play that bad in the final 3 minutes of the game.
Yeah.
They scored 12 points in the final 3 minutes of the game. The Pacers just happened to score 25 points.
Crazy.
Like, 12 points in 3 minutes, pace-wise, like scoring, that's a pretty good pace. Like, the Knicks would have a really respectable total at the end of a game if that's how much they scored. Pacers just scored 13 points more than them in that amount of time because they made every shot that they took and all of them were threes. So, like, I know everyone wants to call it a choke for the Knicks, and that's fine if you want to call it a choke. But I'm more on the page of, like, you just got to give the Pacers credit for going ballistic and doing something that you have never really seen before.
That puts – I mean, think about all the great moments that have been in that building. That's up there.
It is. It's up there.
Yeah, it's up there, but one of the great moments that we've seen in that building, regular season or postseason. I mean, that is the Garden. And when you're able to do stuff like that, and I told you earlier, I love watching fan reactions during things like this. Mm. And to watch how everything, the wind, everything flew out of their body. Because once it hit the back of the rim and went up, I said, oh, it's going in.
I thought I thought it was going over the backboard. No, I don't know. I didn't think it was going in.
The way it went up, I was like, oh, it's going in.
Yeah.
Oh, that's going in right there.
It went so high.
He has that high arch shot anyways. Yeah. And so you're like, oh, my God, that is going in. But I think you look at some of the things out of stretch with Coach Carlisle keeping his challenge until the moment.
Yep.
You talked about it earlier. I didn't see that part where Halliburton was standing in front of the ball so they couldn't get it in.
Yep.
Because Jalen Brunson knew
so they could challenge it.
That the ball was off of him. And to be able to do that, I mean, just so many different things as far as just the ends, the little things of being a coach. Because whenever the damn ball does anything, it could be off the jump ball, Andy. The players are always running over there with that damn finger. And Rick Carlisle sat there, waited his moment, and they were able to get the ball back and win a damn basketball game.
Yeah, the Knicks also mishandled the final handful of minutes in that game as well, just in terms of not using enough shot clock. They got wrapped up. And we talked about this in the Pacers-Cavs series when we were previewing that a couple of weeks ago. The thing about the Pacers is, you know, we always talk about styles make fights and teams want you to play their brand and all that. The Pacers' brand of basketball is inviting.
Mm-hmm.
Like, you want to play it.
Oh, okay.
Because it's fun.
Yeah, and as a player,
like, all we're
you
going
get
up and down. Yeah,
no doubt.
It's
no
fun
doubt.
To play an
no
open
doubt.
Style. The Knicks don't want to do that.
Nope.
The Knicks don't want to do that. And, it, you know, they didn't do it for like
the Knicks
40.
Can't hold up doing that.
No doubt. No doubt. But also, they can't beat them like that either. Like, even if it is one game or whatever, like, they played their brand of basketball for 43 minutes. And then they let the Pacers play their brand of basketball for five.
And it was
enough.
Yep.
It was enough. Now, it still shouldn't have been enough if they would have used the shot clock and had a little bit more patience. Because the Knicks were still making shots down the stretch. Like I said, they scored 12 points in the final 3 minutes. They didn't go ice cold. Like, guys, Cat missed that one free throw when he had a couple of free throws. But other than that, there wasn't a lot of choking. They weren't turning the ball over. They were just shooting it too soon in the shot clock when the clock was your friend. Like, the clock was your biggest asset at that point.
They didn't matter because they're like, oh.
Well, they kept giving it back to him like idiots. But
like, it's like,
and that's on Tibbs.
Yeah.
Like, call a timeout,
whatever
get these dudes over here, and be like, hey, you guys are up by 9. Stop shooting the ball with 17 seconds on the shot clock. What are you doing? Like, and they lulled him into it. Not lulled him into it. The opposite of lull?
There were,
force?
They weren't like, they weren't
convinced.
We talked about Cat was great. Jalen Brunson was great.
Yeah.
Anobi was great in the absence of Jalen when he went out.
Till the end.
He was great. Yeah. And then
he started chucking up dumb shots.
I mean, and you know, it's happened to us all of us that can go up and yam that thing.
Yeah.
You're going up sometimes. Sometimes that leg buckles.
I think that's what happens to me every time.
It is. So once you get that, once we get that that scruff around your knee,
yeah,
you'll be able to take it.
My knee buckles.
Yeah.
Every single time. And
it's
I go, and it just doesn't, you know, you don't have that lift.
Yeah, it happens to us all.
Had to hurt if any Celtics fans were still watching after the Knicks put them out to see Aaron Nesmith do that, because he was a Celtic.
Yes.
They traded him for, like, I don't even know what, Malcolm Brogdon or something like that.
Where the hell is Malcolm Brogdon?
He's in Portland.
Oh, okay.
He was in Portland.
Wasn't he sixth man of the year a couple years ago?
Yeah.
Yeah.
He was. And then they traded him
this
for Aaron
This is the craziest
Nesmith.
Thing. The ending to this Dallas Stars game was like the weirdest thing ever. Like, okay, the game's over and they still tussling. Like, oh, we gonna get,
they love to fight.
I'm leaving here with something.
They love to fight in that sport. Hey, join Sports Radio 92.9 The Game in Ally Mac this Saturday from 10 to noon at Calavan Kia in Lithia Springs. Join Ally in checking out Atlanta's largest selection of new Kias and over 350 used cars. And don't miss your chance to score a 5-day cruise for two with every car that's sold. That's all this Saturday from 10 to noon at Calavan Kia in Lithia Springs on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. We'll come back, talk some Falcons after this on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. Sports
going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America, for America.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to ExpressPros.com to find your location. That's ExpressPros.com.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Radio 92.9 The Game, midday show with Andy and Randy with you here. Final hour of the show brought to you by Reliable Heating and Air. Book an appointment for a convenient time at Reliable.com. We'll come...
One more. Well, yes,
sir. First. And then we'll come back and do an AMA. AMA is about 20 minutes away. Get your questions ready. Phone lines will be open at 404-726-0929. Really good calls the last couple of days. Let's do that again in 20 minutes. You can also text us or tweet us. Hey, I want to remind you, Sports Radio 92.9 The Game's third annual Father's Day dinner is coming, and we want you to join us Friday, June 13th at Lazy Dog Restaurant and Bar Perimeter as we celebrate Father's Day with you. Go to 92.9thegame.com, click the contest page, and tell us why you want to treat your dad to a special dinner with the 92.9 The Game staff. Or, if you want, tell us why you want to bring your grandfather or your kid or your coach or anyone important in your life. Presented by Atlanta Motor Speedway, where NASCAR returns on June 28th for the Quaker State 400, and brought to you by Lazy Dog Restaurant and Bar. Eat, drink, and good times. Make sure you enter now for your chance to win at 92.9thegame.com.
Netflix is coming out with another starting five. That's when they follow the basketball.
The basketball, okay.
Yeah. This year's is going to be Jaylen Brown.
Cool.
Kevin Durant.
Okay.
Shai Gilgeous-Alexander.
Great.
Tyrese Haliburton.
All right.
And James Harden.
Great.
And I pray that they get James all the time.
Yeah.
Well, James was slowed down since he got older, though.
Maybe, but let's do a real one.
Yeah, let's follow James everywhere.
Yeah.
Yeah, let's follow James everywhere.
Because that's, at this point of the James saga, that's the more important and interesting part.
Yeah.
You know, he's not scoring 35 a game anymore.
Oh, that would have been great.
See what he's up to.
It would have been great to get Houston James.
That would have been really good.
It would have been great to get Houston James.
I imagine he's having some fun in Los Angeles, though.
Yeah.
But that's a good cast.
Yeah.
I mean, obviously, a lot of those guys are still playing right now. Mm-hmm. And one of them was the MVP this year, so that's really cool. I'll be honest, I still haven't watched the first one, but
I don't remember the first. I don't think I watched the first one.
I might have watched a little bit of it, but obviously that the Ant-Man, clip where he's talking about not being scared of anybody and he wants to play LeBron.
I did watch that.
And then that song comes on and he starts his Lamborghini and it's dang. That's a badass sequence right there.
He probably went in driving.
I don't know.
Yeah.
But they used it when they beat the Timberwolves, I think, tweeted it when they beat the Lakers.
Yes.
And then I think they tweeted it again when they beat the Warriors.
So I'm trying to think
it's a cool 60 seconds of cinema right there.
And so, but I like watching. The only one I did I got on my dinner was the wide receiver. And I was like, you know what?
Yeah.
Damn.
I had to click off the track one. I was like,
Noah
Lyles is irritating.
He's a little irritating.
Yeah. And
maybe because he got the Grover mouth.
Maybe.
Yeah. Because
they did a bad job with season two on that, too.
I didn't watch season two because
they
season one,
forced it because of the Olympic timeline. Mm. And season one actually got good reviews, whatever.
Okay.
They forced season two. It was not well
done. We know you read the reviews, Gabe, so you would know.
Ready?
I think he writes the reviews.
He writes the reviews.
No, not really.
What would Abe's like maybe, you know, because a lot of times when you do reviews, some of them are anonymous. And hey, what is your review name?
I what do you want? Like moviegoer 123.
Like his Rotten Tomatoes screen handle.
Yeah,
is that what you're?
What's your? Because we know you got one. we know you got one. Abe G.
Not that fast, but very furious.
It's too long. Like a little too long.
Too long. Something about how angry you are about everything. I've become
car chasing into space, something like that.
I'm a review writer now. I've become a Google reviewer.
Why? No, seriously.
Because the guy that delivered my landscape supplies asked me to.
Oh,
I've been asked before.
I've never written a review.
What?
Never not written it. If somebody is asking to do it, I'll always do it. Or complete a survey or write a review for them, I always do that.
Yeah, but like that's if it's presented.
Yes,
right?
if they ask me to do it.
The guy just delivered the gravel and the bark, and he was like, hey, if you wouldn't mind going on Google writing a review, and
if you
name us by name, that's how we kind of get grabbed. I was like, yeah, sure, I'll do that.
Yeah, I'll do that.
And I did it, and it felt great.
Yeah,
and I ordered some flowers for Mother's Day, and they did a great job with delivery. I was like, well, let me let people know what a great job they did. So I did that. I got the guy's name this morning that delivered the Home Depot supplies. I'm gonna go write a review about him and the Home Depot delivery.
Man.
I just you know
Samaritan bunk.
I don't know if it's that. I just people need to know people are out there doing good work.
I agree with you.
A lot of businesses have incentives for those.
They do.
Reviews
exactly.
And that's why. Awesome whenever I have a service or something, and somebody will say, sir, could you? I'm like, yeah, no problem. And I will actually go out and fill it out. Now I make sure if I'm in the car, I make sure I do it in the car. Because not I'll forget.
Right. Otherwise you'll forget.
Yeah, I'll forget. So I'm gonna sit here and do it right here.
I don't think I'll ever do a bad review.
Why?
I don't know. It seems
Hold on, dog. You in the review game.
Well, I think I'm in the positive review game.
You can have both ways, man.
And you might be right. Like maybe I shouldn't have it both ways because people need to know either
way. I'm over talking crap. I can't write no bad review.
I
don't want nobody to lose their job.
Have you ever given
because of my review.
Have you ever given a bad review to an Uber driver?
No.
Never?
No.
I gave one once. Only one.
I don't almost
died.
I don't want to give you a bad review because that review might be the one that gets you out of it.
I know, but that person maybe needed to be out of there. Like there was three different instances where we almost got like T-boned on one ride. And it was from our house to the stadium, which is about a 15-minute ride. Like three near-death experiences in 15 minutes is too many.
Yeah.
One is too many.
No, I've got
three is way too many.
I've got
and
out
I was
of
like,
car.
This person needs one star.
I've gotten out of a car for a reason. But that's what
you thought they were high or something?
No. I knew you were high.
Oh, yeah.
Your whole
damn
car smelled like it. I don't want to ride with
I've
you.
I've been in that situation.
Yeah,
too.
I don't want to ride with you.
Yeah. Yeah, I don't know. I don't like the negative ones, but I had to do it. I had to do it in that situation. One star. One star review.
Ooh.
Yeah. Maybe you don't need to be driving people. You know what I mean?
I agree with you.
And it'll boost up the other people, too, I think. I don't know how it works. All right. So we got a Falcons midday grab bag. We'll see how many we get to. The more we get to, the worse they are. We're going to skip the first one quickly because we kind of talked about some preseason stuff already. Taking Kyle Pitts off the list. Which Falcons player has the most to prove this season?
Michael Penix.
Yep, that's the answer. It's Michael Penix Jr.
ain't no Kyle Pitts part of this question.
Yeah, even with Pitts on there, and, you know, Pitts is probably, you know, you could debate that with Penix because he's in his fifth year and all that kind of stuff. But, yeah, no, I mean, it's Michael Penix. He's the starting quarterback. He was a first-round draft pick last year. If he's good, they'll be good. I mean, the quarterback of the team who has proven nothing at the NFL level outside of three starts, I think is the answer to that question. The Falcons' leading sack getter will have double-digit sacks, ? Bonus for a specific prediction on who you think it'll be.
Let's see.
I do think they'll have a double-digit sacker this year. I do think they will.
Okay.
I think they will.
I don't.
You don't?
I'm thinking eight.
None of them?
I'm going to think eight.
I think
they have multiple eights.
Okay, all right.
I think they have multiple eights. I don't know if somebody's going to get to 10, but I the pass rush is going to be better.
I think that's right.
Yeah.
I can't not be.
I can't be right, yeah. I'll go with James Pierce.
Really?
Yeah. I'll go James Pierce Jr., 8 sacks.
Okay. Yeah. Now, I mean, that's great if there's multiple other guys that are close to that.
I do think that.
Right?
I do think that.
Like, if James Pierce has eight, though, and then, like, the next leading guy has four?
No.
That's not
I think
good.
It'll be eight. I think it'll be three sevens. Somewhere six.
Okay.
Then it'll be a whole bunch of guys with 3 and 4. I think this is going to be a sack committee. I believe that.
And that's fine. I believe like, that. I care a lot more about
once
that.
Once they get another year and learn more and more, because they're going to be learning as they go.
Yeah, look, I mean, the team total is a lot more important to me than the individual's total.
And that's how I'm looking at it.
I think
Brandon Trice is going to give you 5 at least.
They just need to be top half of the NFL in terms of it. Yeah. They've been so bad for so long. Like, you've got to get back towards the middle of the pack before we can start talking about being like a truly great pass
rush.
Let's
say 9. I'll go 9.
I just feel like with the young, I don't think any of the young guys are going to have double digit sacks. But I think with all of the different guys you have that are going to be rushing the passer and maybe, I don't know, some leads. Maybe they'll have some leads this year. So there'll be some pass rush situations. I think Leonard Floyd could get to double digits.
He could.
I think Leonard Floyd could get 10 sacks.
He could.
That's my prediction.
Okay.
Leonard Floyd leads the team with 10 sacks.
Nothing wrong with that. What's the next one?
Why don't you read the next one?
Where are we at? How many games? Oh, put it in front of your microphone, Randy. How many games do you think it will take to win the NFC South? The Bucks won the last 3, 10-7, 9-8, and 8-9. I'm going to say that the NFC South, you can win the NFC South with a 9-8 record.
You think so?
Yep.
I think it'll take 10.
You think so?
Yeah. You got to, like, I mean, I don't think the Bucks are going to be significantly worse than they were last year.
No, I don't either.
No,
I don't either.
I think the Bucks can get right to like 9 or 10, 8, 9 or 10, somewhere in there. And again, the Falcons beat them twice last year, and they still won 10.
Yes,
right. So, I mean, I think the team that it's not a good division.
No,
I think we all understand that. And the Saints are probably worse than they were.
Yes,
the Panthers are probably a little bit better than they were, but not that much better. Yes. And they were really bad. So, you know, how much of a difference is that really? I think the Falcons can get to 10.
I think they can get to 10.
And can win the division if they get to 10. It's crazy that the Bucks have won it 3 years in a row.
Yes.
After what happened before that, obviously, the Super Bowl that they won with Tom Brady. It was post Tom Brady. They've still made the playoffs and won the division every single year since then. But I think it'll take 10 to win the NFC South. It took 10 to win it last year, and the division was bad.
It was awful last year.
And it took 10 to win it.
Yeah. So I'm going to say 9, though.
All right. Let's get to an AMA. Phone lines are open, 404-726-0929. Load them up. Ask us anything. We'll answer your questions on the other side. Sports Radio 92.9.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America, for America.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features Swift Rinse Tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Ask me anything.
Glad you asked. On Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
Brought to you by Right From The Heart, rightfromtheheart.org. The AMA to wrap the show up every single day. Final hour of the show brought to you by Reliable Heating and Air. Book an appointment for a convenient time at reliableair.com. Couple people on hold, but there's some lines available if you want to jump on. 404-726-0929. All you got to do is call up and ask anything, literally any question. Caleb is in Winder. Hey, Caleb.
What's up, guys? I don't really have a question, but you were talking about the bad review thing. I had a buddy drunkenly order me an Uber from Athens to Tybee Island.
It was like
2 o'clock in the morning, and the Uber driver basically fell asleep at the wheel 2 hours into the ride. Ooh. I thought I was about to die.
Hell yeah.
Anyway, I made it, but told my buddy who bought the Uber for me once I got to Tybee, and he left such a bad review, he got refunded the $350 ride.
Ooh.
But the Uber driver got suspended for like 30, 60 days or something like that.
Damn.
Man, there's a lot in there.
I mean.
Thank you, Caleb.
I've had it. Oh, God. It was maybe two Ubers ago. I think it's the driver that took me to our somewhere where we had to do something. Might have been our anniversary party.
Okay.
And the guy, I was just asking, you know, just talking to him because I was real litty after the party going to the airport because I had to go to the...
Oh, right. Yeah. You went to the airport right after that.
Yeah. And so I was asking, you know, how far have you driven? He's like, I've taken somebody from Hartsville to Alabama in an Uber. I was like, really?
It's got to be pricey.
It's got to be pricey as hell.
Yeah.
$350 refund?
That sucks.
Yeah, dog.
That sucks the guy had to drive all the way out there.
Yeah.
And I mean, it's, you know, it also sucks he fell asleep and put everyone's life in danger. But yeah, that's brutal.
Would you have gotten out of the car and like, hey, dog, I got it.
Yeah, we're good. I'm just going to call another one.
No. You get in the back.
Oh,
right,
yeah.
You get in the back. All right. You get your little nap and we'll drive.
I'm drunk, but you're exhausted. I'm in better shape than you are. Let me get up front.
Yeah.
We got an Uber. It was like, what are the big ones?
Uber X.
We had a Uber XL.
Yeah.
Home from a wedding years ago. And it was like my wife's high school friend that got married. So all of her high school friends got completely after it at the wedding. It was pretty fun to watch, whatever. But one of the husbands of her friends ordered the Uber. And one of the other friends threw up in the Uber.
Oh, man.
So, obviously, the person that ordered the Uber, it goes on their thing.
Yes.
And he's still mad at him.
We're
like 7 years later, and he's like, yeah, I had a perfect rating until you threw up in that Uber.
Oh, yeah.
And he's like petitioned him. He was like, can you get it on his? And I haven't been able to get it.
Oh, man. We have a problem.
Yeah.
We have a raw.
Yeah, well, he had a problem. He threw up all over
himself.
Anybody
throws up in cars.
Yeah, it wasn't good.
Oh.
It wasn't.
We had a buddy one time.
A good
we had a buddy that threw up because he was so drunk that the window was up. He thought it was down.
Yeah.
And it just, I ain't going to tell you. Super Bowl in Houston, Texas, man.
Was it like one of the ones that'll bounce right back
at
you?
Oh, it was all over.
Dish.
And so we're great friends. It was on the way to the club. It's a great night. So we left the ass in there. Andy, we were like, hey, let's roll down the windows a little bit.
Yeah. It doesn't have to ruin the night for everybody.
He didn't wake up.
Yeah.
But yeah, we rolled the window down a little bit. Left at the parking lot.
His night's over.
Yeah.
But our night doesn't have to be.
We had a ball that night in the club. Left his ass right there in the back seat, laying in his throw up.
Oh, it's brutal. That's brutal. But he did it to himself. All right, Adam's in Watkinsville. Hey, Adam.
What's up, y'all?
Hello, Adam.
Hey, have you ever thought about something enough just to yourself, not posting or nothing, but just thought about it enough to, like, come up with your own little conspiracy in your head? Like, I'll tell you what mine is.
Okay.
Yeah, my old lady thinks I'm crazy and says I'm watching too many gangster movies, but my conspiracy is that most billionaires have had somebody dealt with before.
Okay. Yeah. All right, Adam. I can get behind that one.
most
billionaires that have at some point had someone killed.
Oh. I mean, that's a good one, though. That is a good. But
what do you need to be for most? Like more than half? Like the majority of? I don't know. That seems
Man, you got dudes snuffing cats off in the projects for $5,000.
That's true.
You get a billionaire that wants to snuff somebody out, he going to give you.
Yeah. It's like, I need this guy dead for this land acquisition.
Yeah.
That guy's probably going to be dead. Yeah. No one's ever going to find
him. Well, if billionaires had like 12 people off, does that make up for 12 billionaires that had zero people
That's a
off?
Good. That's a good point, too. Like, is it like a 1-to-1 ratio or 2-to-1 ratio billionaires per murders? I can get behind that.
I can get behind that.
Yeah. Now, do I have my own thing that I've like come up with? Probably, but nothing comes to mind. Like, I'm sure I have some conspiracy theories that I wouldn't share publicly.
I do my best not to do those.
Yeah.
I'll do my best.
Because not everything is. Yes. You know, we live in this era of like
everyone has to
decide, well, that's clear. Like, no, it's a lot of times it's just incompetence.
Yes.
Like, there's just general incompetence, and that's what it is. And also, that stops me short of a lot of conspiracy theories, too. It's like, you know how many people would have to be, like, incredible at their jobs and keeping secrets in order for that
to
happen?
Like, that's the same thing with the NBA lottery right there.
Yeah.
Like, rigged.
No, I think that's rigged. Yeah, I do. That's the other thing about when people talk about the NFL having a lottery. You don't think they'd rig it?
Yes. You think Jerry Jones
you think Jerry
paying
Jones
off somebody?
Isn't making that thing?
Yeah, you don't think Jerry Jones paying somebody off?
Every couple of years, the Cowboys get the number one pick? Yeah, that's another reason to not have a lottery in the NFL. Jody is in Lawrenceville. Hey, Jody.
Hi, guys.
Hey, Jody.
So, it's the end of the school year. Mm-hmm. It's graduation season. Randy, congratulations to you and Ty. I know you're a proud papa.
Thank you.
What I want to know is, what did you guys do on graduation night?
Us personally, or do you mean Randy yesterday?
I got the hell on because my daughter said, okay, can we please help with these pictures? I have a function to go to. Like, okay, baby, just be careful. Give her a kiss. And
do you remember what you did on your graduation night?
Oh, hell yeah, I remember.
You do?
Oh, man. It was a scene because like I was graduating and my mom still lived in Virginia. And so mom and them came down for graduation and I was going to leave the next morning to go back with them just for the summer, get ready to go to Georgia. Mm-hmm. And it was just a whole thing because I wasn't ready to go. I was like, I don't want to go because I didn't want to go back to Virginia and everything. So eventually I stayed in Fort Valley that night and mama was staying with grandma and I mean, my brother Tobias was like, I ain't going. How about I just stay with you? And his mom was like, yeah, that's fine, whatever. And Angel was like, you coming back up there because you ain't going to do nothing down here but do nothing.
Right.
So she
like, you were going to do something.
I was
going to
jump.
Wasn't going
to
be
and
productive.
She made my ass go back to Virginia, get a damn job. I had to get a job. That's what I was doing, that working for that same pay, hard labor temp agency when I was like loading tobacco and everything on cruise, on ships and everything.
Jeez.
Oh, yeah. Mom said I had to come back and get a job. I had to say, because I had Sierra then too. So
right,
you got to come up. You got to get this baby some Pampers.
Right.
Because hey, you grown now. Yeah, y'all, our favorite line. Once you get out of high school, you grown in my book. Either you got to get a job, go to the military, go to college.
Yeah.
And I was going to college, but I wasn't going to college yet.
Right. There was the couple months.
Mm-hmm.
And you thought.
I thought I was going
to
hang out.
You know, it'd be fun is just to hang out here where all these girls are.
Yeah, man.
That know me.
Mama's like,
I'm big shot going to Georgia playing football. Mom said, no, you're going to work.
No, you're going
to
work this summer.
Make a buck. What a great
Yeah, man. Mama put my ass to work.
What a great parent. I think we did the thing. Did you guys have a thing called like grad night or whatever? It was like all night. And you had that? Okay.
Somebody almost got stabbed at ours.
Really?
Yeah.
Not ours.
Yeah, that chick about to stab a boyfriend.
Oh, that would have made ours way more fun.
With a kitchen knife.
Dang. She would have had to stab her really hard.
All of a sudden, they're like, whoa, what you doing?
Don't stab him.
You should have seen that. And she was spotting. I'm going
to cut that. That sounds great.
Yeah, man.
Ours, we were at a YMCA, and they set up a bunch of dumb games. It was like, this sucks.
Oh.
Ours was at the high school gym.
Yeah.
We graduated high school and then had to go back.
We were out at Willow Lake.
And we had to pay for it. It was like it was some cost to go to.
We had a mechanical bull.
Really?
They had those sumo.
Did you ride the mechanical bull?
We played basketball for 9 straight hours.
They had those sumo
overnight
suits, so people did like the sumo thing.
Right.
But like, all right, fine for an hour or two, but then it was like 11:30 at night, and it was like, it's all night. You guys are going to. It's like, we're just in a YMCA, and it's 1 o'clock. Everybody just went to sleep.
Oh, really?
It really sucked. It was a huge waste of money. All right, Ken's in Marietta. Hey, Ken.
Hey,
Hey, guys, how's it going?
Pretty good.
Hey, Father's Day coming up. What's your steak dinner? Where do you want to take him?
Where do we...
Well, we're going to be at the Lazy Dog Restaurant and Bar.
Nice job.
Perimeter. Nice job. But that's Friday night, obviously. Yeah. Sunday, we're going to do kind of a double. We're going to do Father's Day breakfast here. Uh-huh. My dad's going to come over. We'll hang out. And then we're going to go up to Waynesville and have dinner up there with her dad.
Oh, nice.
So we'll kind of like get to go, you know, get everybody's dad involved.
Dance Father's Day.
Sunday the 15th.
Okay.
The 15th
You're taking
of
that
June.
Week.
I'm taking the next week off. So the week after that, I'm off all week. 16th through 20th.
That's when you off?
I'm off.
Okay.
Yeah. Uh-huh. My brother gets married that next Saturday. Saturday the 21st, I believe it is.
Hold on. I'm off the week after that.
And you're off the week. Yeah. Oh, yeah, I'm off man. The week. So we're going to do that thing we tried to avoid and then ended up doing anyway.
Yeah.
All right. So that means... Congratulations, everybody. You get Abe for 2 weeks.
Yeah.
But yeah. So I don't know what we're going to do for Father's Day dinner. My guess is I'll probably grill some steaks.
Oh, yeah. Father's Day dinner is me, whatever I want to cook. Not what y'all want to eat is whatever I want to cook.
Yeah, that's the way to do
I'm
it.
I'm doing.
It's about you.
I'm doing tomahawks.
Oh, there
yes.
You go. There you go.
Yeah, well, I'm going to make sure they don't sell first. I ain't spending all this for no damn steak.
Since we're talking about food and all of that.
When's the grill come?
Haven't done it yet.
Oh.
I'm going to go get one. I'm just going to go to Home Depot on Memorial Day.
Okay.
Due to a Memorial Day sale. Have you ever done, they sell uncooked tortillas at Costco.
Mm-hmm.
You just take them home and cook them on the... On the whatever you want to use, a cast iron or something like that. Mm-hmm. You do that?
Yeah, we have a.
I had never done it.
Oh yeah, dog. We have a.
That's
a,
the
we
way
have
to do it.
A refrigerator shelf full of them.
Of raw ones?
Yeah, my wife buys them. That's all she does.
Yeah, I had never done that before. Do it. It takes a little longer because you got to put them on the. You know, you put them on the cast iron or however you want to cook it.
It's so good.
It's 100 times better.
Yes.
Like tortillas are great, but you may it doesn't take long either. You just kind of get it 60 seconds that side, 60 seconds that side, and then you got a fresh tortilla. Oh, man. Game changer. All right. James is in Fairburn. Hey, James.
Hey, this call is for Andy.
Right.
I've been blessed. I've run 30 full 26.2 marathons. And don't run them anymore, though, but I'm going to run the Peachtree. So, Andy, how fast are you going to run the Peachtree this year?
Whew, not very. I haven't been running at all, really. We might actually run today, me and my wife, but I haven't run 6 miles consecutively probably since the Peachtree last year.
There you go.
So I'll run it, I don't know, probably like an hour and 5 minutes or something like that, right around there. But... we're not going to be setting any land speed records this year, I don't think.
That's good, man. That's good. I'm excited that you are, because I was like, do you have a lot of time to do it as you used to?
No.
Okay.
No. But, I mean, I still, you know, I still work out like almost every day.
We have got to
not.
Beat Abe this year, dog.
Abe's hurt. He's just faster than
you
me.
You better hope that
runs.
Calf still
oh
bothers me.
Oh, my God. Nobody care about your calf. We know you're going to the doctor to let him look at your calfy. Oh, my God.
I went this morning. He was.
I mean, you seem like a big guy.
He was shocked at the lack of flexibility, I'll tell you that.
Yeah, right there, Doc.
How would the doc say? What's the prognosis?
Well, it's not. Nothing. He says do some stupid stretches and see what happens. That's pretty much what
you had to go to the doctor for that.
Yeah, I'm going back for him to tell it to me a second time.
You had to go to the doctor for that. Get some Icy Hot in them knuckles and get up in there, man.
All right, let's get the takeaways of the day.
As our show heads into the final stretch, it's time for the takeaway of the day.
So many achievements.
On Andy and Randy, Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
Takeaways of the day.
Right there, Doc. There's the spot.
Every day.
Andy's a review guy, but only good ones. And if you're Ford, his house, you can swing a hammer.
That's right. Maybe one.
Yeah.
We can put the one-year-old to work. I just found mine. Put some Icy Hot and get your knuckles up in there.
Yeah, man.
Oh, man. Oh. Looked like Tyrese hit the choke too early when he banged that ball off the back of the rim.
Mm-hmm. Andy's going to be a tape grinder.
Yeah.
And Randy came into that club shaking that thing.
All right. Have a great rest of your Thursday. We'll talk to you tomorrow morning. Happy hour Friday at 11.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. we're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America, for America.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.